Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on Diane Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z. As you know, I recently evaluated Ms. Ortiz, as described in our report of 1-5-23. But I have now been asked to opine as to permanency and causation about Ms. Ortiz's left shoulder with respect to the alleged injury of 6-22-21. Period. No new medical documentation was provided for my review. Period. New paragraph. As described previously, her initial complaints involved the cervical spine, for which she underwent diagnostic testing and treatment. Period. She was seen by Dr. Kwan through 11-4-21. She reported no neck pain, but was still having some pain around the left shoulder, particularly over the deltoid region, anterior and posterior. She denied any new injury. He concluded, she did not appear to have shoulder pain secondary to her neck, but it appeared to have primary shoulder pain. She was therefore referred to an orthopedist. New paragraph, she was then seen by Dr. Dwyer on 12-2-21 to be inserted, as marked from the bottom of page 3. Period. She did not undergo any surgery on the left shoulder. Period. New paragraph, my evaluation of the petitioner's left shoulder found there to be full range of motion without crepitus or tenderness. Period. She had intact strength. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the shoulder were unremarkable. Period. New paragraph. Based upon the above, I would offer 0% permanent partial total disability referral to the statutory left shoulder. Period. Her soft tissue conditions, comma, not necessarily work-related injuries, comma, were soft tissue in nature by way of inflammatory changes such as bicipital tendinitis. Period. These were not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by the event in question. Period. X-rays did demonstrate a type 2 acromial morphology, which places individuals congenitally at a higher risk for impingement. This would be the case regardless of trauma. Period. End.